This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There was a time that some said America was becoming a country of paper pushers and that we weren't actually making much anymore. Now, first of all, that was always a stereotype disconnected from reality. Secondly, look at what's happening now with what's called the maker movement, a grassroots trend toward constructing things rather than devising ideas about things. Today at the White House, there's a kind of trade fair to celebrate makers, and one of the people who had a role in shaping that is Jules Pierre, CEO of The Grommet, who appears from time to time in this program and is actually headed now to the White House. Good morning, Jules.
Good morning, David.
All right, so we have this gathering of makers, but before we get to that, remind us, what is a maker as opposed to anyone else?
Well, you might have called them a DIYer before, but what's changed is makers are taking advantage of new technologies like 3D printing or crowdfunding or the internet, access to other makers and manufacturing. It can range from something that you might consider sort of silly, like a mechanism that takes the cream out of the middle of an Oreo, to the payment system Square that many people know. That was actually invented in a maker lab.
So we're seeing this feast of makers at the White House today, and there's an announcement?
Yeah, so we're announcing the Grommet Wholesale. So what that means is if you are a Main Street kind of local retailer, right now when you stock your store, you are living in 1972. You have to go to trade shows, you have to listen to sales reps, you have to read magazines. If you can sit in your shop and basically access the very best products at the couple of keystrokes, that's a huge competitive advantage for these kind of retailers. Also, they do a really good job with these products. They can tell their stories, and the stories are everything behind innovative and distinctive and new-to-market products.
I got to ask you, though, Jules, maker movement likes to think of itself as more grassroots. Now you put them at the White House, the pinnacle of power. There may be, it's a cultural moment. Do you think something might be lost?
No, it's the opposite, because here's the deal. There's a lot more to be done here. This is a time when we need libraries and universities and schools to build maker hacker spaces in their facilities. So really, the administration today is encouraging people at all grassroots levels to enable that to happen. So no. We have a long way to go and a lot of opportunity in front of us.
All right. I don't want you to be late for your date to the White House. You better go now. Jules Pierre, founder and CEO of the product launch company called The Grommet. Thank you for this.
Thanks for having me, David.